Your second piece is As Summer Was Just Beginning by Larry Dan, transcribed by Thomas Stone. And their third piece is
Hello to my friends from the Hopkins High School Advanced Orchestra. This is Tim Smith, and we are here at the Homestead Orchestra Festival. Oh, Hopkins kids. We're here at the Homestead Orchestra Festival. And, hey guys, we have to be a little more, a little more respectful of this particular environment and venue. It gets a little exciting. We've got to maybe change that behavior before we get to CMEA. Yeah, good. Let's make sure we clear that away in measure 8 before we start measure 9. And just a little bit more of the voice that goes ya-pa-da-da-ti-ti-da-da in each of those cases in the first 8 bars. Let those people drive the crescendo instead of the other way around. Good. I love this conducting in 2, but you got to be able to keep it up and just to get that different feeling going on. Not yet. Don't crush the Sagnin stone together, especially the descending scale figures, like on the third beat of 25. Yeah, I think we can relax a little bit, especially low strings. It's awful big for the contrast to mezzo forte at 33. Yeah, longer last note, guys. That fourth beat before the eighth note rest at the beginning of the bar. You know, 33, 34, 35, 36, all those measures that have eighth note rest at the beginning. Ya, da, 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 di, da, da, da. Let it be a longer note. Yeah, so it really is just frantic there. We're not really settling down on the... Yeah, everybody listen for the bass and the cello as they move through those notes so that we can hear that and then play the downbeat of measure 52 better together. Good, nice and strong in the bass is fine. A little more second violin would be okay, just to add a little more depth into that accompaniment mix. The cello is pretty strong. Relax the cello a little bit. Ya ya da di ya ya da do di do do di do do. It's not as fast as you think on the triplet, right? If these are the eighth notes, di da 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 ya ya di da da dom, right? Don't make it quite so much like an ornament. Make it more like real live melodic notes. Yeah, we're not hearing that E flat in the second violins. It makes it C minor. We're just not hearing it, and so it's just yeah, we're not hearing it. It's not the right pitch. Yeah, bassist, make sure you're continuing to listen to be in tune. You're playing these figures, which are keys, right? You play in measure 74 and 75, you outline a C-sharp minor chord. In measure 76, it's an A major chord. Measure 77, you make that a minor chord, or in the key of C major, it's the root, right? You got to be thinking harmonically all the time as a bass player so you can hear to be in tune with these figures. Nice dynamic change and really good ensemble to the tempo change. Really well executed. Yeah, the thing just stops when you get to the dotted half note in 91. It goes da, 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 da. Yeah, it's just got to drive the longer note in the melodic line there. Yeah, so he layers all these different ideas, and so we have to be aware that the cellos and the basses play a melodic line too, not just the first and second violins. Yeah, so you have to be softer on the sword sound of piano. It's got to come way down in the violins and violas. 107, and then crescendo. What happened is you didn't come down very much and you didn't crescendo in the first measure at all. And then wait for the last gesture. D, da, da, da. So it has a little bit more sense of finality to it. Seemed awful kind of flighty this time. Yeah, boy, that piece is in a much better shape than it was when I heard it last. Really a nice performance of it, and it's pretty darn clean when you consider the size of this orchestra. You know, the ensemble's playing pretty well together. Yeah, take your time there. Everybody releases to the third beat, and then the third beat is the pickup to measure five. So I would take my time there. Let the second beat of measure four relax, and then energize the pickup across to the next bar. The same thing's going to happen many, many, many times in this piece. Many times it happens again in measure 12. So if we can. Think of that, relax here, and then it can start again. So put a taper there. Yeah, cellos, make sure that you recognize that you don't have the melody. It's the violas that have the melody, right? So we have to play underneath them a little bit. Yeah, so I like to take more time there and then move 17 ahead more. So that 17 is not the first tempo, but it's actually a faster tempo. La di di dom. So it feels a little bit more like a real contrast there in the sections. And the same thing will happen later on. I don't know, it's 47 or something like that. Yeah, so there should be no sound stoppage until di da da, the half note at the end of 24 if you're a viola or a cello, or the quarter note if you're second violin. It doesn't stop until the first violins play the A on the downbeat, and that coordinates with the downbeat of the bass there too. Relax here. Then you have the separate pickup where you have to kind of separate those little two phrases a little bit more. Ya-dom. That downbeat, the short, long, needs to be a little bit more heartfelt. Yeah, and crescendo, right, 33 is a bigger dynamic. It's piano at 25, and it's piano at the beginning. This is mezzo forte, so it's got to be a bigger deal. As you make the key change into the key of C, it can be much more lush, I think. And also, I like to move this section forward a little bit faster than the beginning, too. Has a more kind of a sweeping feel to it. More second violin, way more second violin. Yeah, so we're always kind of trying to connect together these little micro phrases. In effect, we need to make sure that the pickup to 45 is not a part of what happens to downbeat of 44. La ya di yom, right? It's that short long again that I was talking about. La yi dom, di da da dom, and then in the accompanying cello part here. Da ya di yom, lean on it more. It's that stress release. Thank you. Yeah, shouldn't there be a bass note all the way through that measure? Shouldn't there be a huge bass note that crescendos into 57? I missed that entirely. It's just really a weakness in the phrasing and the way that it's orchestrated in the string version. We really need to get going into this new key change of 57 in a much more aggressive manner. Right, so we were piano in the first part, and now we're mezzo forte in the second part. It's the third part of the main theme in a different key, three different keys so far, and it's got to be bigger yet. Note a lot longer. It's basically we got to get the a largo, and then I would put a rallentando. I wouldn't make the silences quite so long in measure 68 and in measure 70, but I would continue a retard and make the silences relative to the retard, and hold the next last note a lot longer, and the last note a lot longer. It's not a bad arrangement, but there's a lot of stuff in there, I think, left yet to be worked on in terms of musicality of the thing. All right, looking forward to seeing the results of all that good work we did on this piece. The last time I was there, I didn't hear the opening of it, so that'll be good. You know, once you start your bow, don't stop it. Right, so the inside player who's playing a high E, there's no need for you to think that you have to move your bow super slow. Right, I think a faster bow with a lighter stroke. Would be great. And give you a more wispy sound. Really nice. Start together. Watch Mr. Conway. 3E and a 4. That's better. Good dynamics. Very nice. Really good accents. Yeah. Good. Nice. More lower first. Good, nice. Don't rush ahead. Don't rush. Yeah, it's just maybe not even that you're rushing. It's just that you're playing in a manner which is a little uncomfortable. It's not really sitting down on the beat. Yeah, so the lower strings need to take that over a little more aggressively, and upper strings maybe a little softer when you make the transition between 47 and 48. Softer. It's got to come down on the fourth beat at 53, so it's softer at 54. Yeah, pump it up, lower strings, pump it up, upper strings. It doesn't need to be loud. Good, good. Yeah, make sure that the downbeat of 50-77 is louder than the last note before it in 76. It just doesn't seem that way. It just doesn't. It's, you know, you've been playing fast notes, and then you've got these big, huge eighth notes and even bigger quarter notes, and then you get to the longer note, and you're not using enough bow pressure or pacing, and all of a sudden it seems softer. Softer. I think this is the most delicate section there at 86. Really, the whole thing needs to be much, much softer. More lower octave in the Debussy first, and as you descend in the violas and the second violins through 100, 101, 102, play bigger as you descend. That's really nice playing. Good job on the cellos. Yeah, that needs to be more gentle. The move to the downbeat of 115 needs to be more gentle. Yeah, don't try those notes out. Play those notes. It feels like every note you're playing, you want to make sure it's in tune, and so you ease into it. Fade away the bass sooner there. Yeah, all of a sudden it's a lot faster. Their cellos, you're really rushing, really rushing. Take your time. Stay on that first note. Vi, di, 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 dot. Stay on that note longer to keep it grounded. Big celli in bass. Yeah, relax a little bit on the celli and play deeper in the first violin so the transfer of 151, 52, 53 seems a little more matched. Really nice. Yeah. Really, that's a really nice performance, you guys. And like I said, it just, you know, everything seems so much better than the last time that I heard the group. So congratulations. It's a really, really nice performance.